Hey everyone, and welcome back. I'm so excited to dive into this, because it's been a long time coming for so many of us. The U.S. House of Representatives just passed a landmark ethics bill banning members of Congress from trading individual stocks, clearing the chamber with a 232-198 vote. Honestly, it feels like a huge win for accountability.
It certainly is a significant step forward, and I appreciate the enthusiasm. The vote does reflect a growing bipartisan consensus that congressional stock trading has severely eroded public trust. That said, it's important to look closely at what the bill actually does. It prohibits lawmakers, their spouses, and their chief staff from buying or selling individual equities.
That's exactly what we've been pushing for. The goal is to eliminate those inherent conflicts of interest. Instead of picking winners and losers based on inside information, covered individuals will have to invest in diversified index or mutual funds that just track broader market performance. It really removes that ability to profit from specific legislative outcomes or non-public information.
Precisely. By shifting to broad market funds, the legislation aims to strip away the potential to trade on inside knowledge. However, despite this progress, the bill is facing intense criticism for some critical structural loopholes that we need to address.
Oh, I'm hearing that a lot, and it's really frustrating. Transparency advocates are arguing that this whole thing undermines the reform's core purpose. The biggest issue is this grandfather clause that allows legislators to keep and even sell their existing stock portfolios, so they can still reap the financial benefits of past trading while technically following the new rules.
That's a fair and serious concern. The grandfather clause was largely a necessary compromise to secure passage, which explains why some lawmakers defended it against claims of infringing on personal financial rights. But it does mean they can continue to hold and liquidate shares acquired before the ban takes effect. On top of that, the legislation's scope is quite narrow.
Yeah, it feels like there are so many ways around it. Critics are warning that these gaps could just let conflicts of interest persist through alternative financial vehicles. The bill doesn't even cover rapidly growing investment categories like digital assets, commodities, or private equity. Plus, the definition of immediate family is so loose it leaves room for potential exploitation.
Those are valid points. The exclusion of modern financial instruments and the flexible family definition do create potential avenues for circumvention. Still, the vote itself marks a pivotal moment. Now, the legislation moves to the Senate, where it will face committee reviews, potential amendments, and floor debate.
Fingers crossed. I'm really hoping the Senate sees this as a chance to build on the momentum. They might choose to tighten that grandfather clause, expand the definition of restricted assets, or even impose stricter reporting and monitoring requirements. It could really become a much stronger piece of legislation.
Historically, though, similar bills have stalled in the upper chamber. Senators have raised legitimate concerns over constitutionality, enforcement mechanisms, and the direct financial impact on sitting members. So while the momentum is there, the path ahead is steep. If it survives the Senate with sufficient support, it will proceed to the president for signature or veto.
I know it's a lot to unpack, but I really believe we're at a turning point. Ultimately, while the House vote is a massive milestone in congressional ethics reform, a lot of people are viewing it as just a half measure. It's bittersweet, but it's a start.
It is. Meaningful transparency will require more than just halting future trades. It demands mandatory liquidation or strict restrictions on existing holdings, comprehensive coverage of all modern financial instruments, and robust, independent enforcement mechanisms. Those are the pillars of real accountability.
Exactly. As this bill advances, all eyes and ears will be on whether lawmakers will actually close these loopholes or let it remain a superficial fix to a systemic accountability crisis. We'll be watching closely, and I hope you will too.
We certainly will. The public's and watchdogs' scrutiny will be the driving force behind whether this becomes a genuine reform or just another political compromise. Thanks for joining us, and we'll keep you updated as it moves through the Senate.